I have talked about beauty, magic, love, knocking these words with one hand, seeming to reach towards them with the other. And yet the paradox is a simple one. All that we see connected with these words seems deadly. What they imply corresponds to what we need. If we do not understand catharsis, that is because it has become identified with an emotional steam bath. If we do not understand tragedy, it is because it has become confused with acting the king. We may want magic, but we confuse it with hocus pocus, and we have hopelessly mixed up love with sex, beauty with aestheticism. But it is only by searching for a new discrimination that we shall extend the horizons of the real. Only then could the theatre be useful, for we need a beauty which could convince us we need desperately to experience magic in so direct a way that our very notion of what is substantial could be changed. It is not as though the period of necessary debunking were now over. On the contrary, all through the world, in order to save the theatre, almost everything of the theatre still has to be swept away. The process has hardly begun, and perhaps can never end. The theatre needs its perpetual revolution. Yet wanton destruction is criminal. It produces violent reaction and still greater confusion. If we demolish a pseudo-holy theatre, we must endeavour not to bamboozle ourselves into thinking that the need for the sacred is old-fashioned, and that cosmonauts have proved once and for all that angels do